Well, one of the most popular and the most expensive policies of this federal Labor government is the NBN, the National Broadband Network. The rollout of fibre to the home has been slower than the government hoped, and the take-up rate even slower, though opinion polls suggest voters still like the idea. Yesterday, we had a look at where the rollout is at and questioned the Shadow Communications Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, on coalition plans for the NBN if it wins government come September. Communications Minister Stephen Conroy doesn't agree with Malcolm Turnbull's central suggestion that the NBN is, well, basically overkill. He also disputes the coalition's claim that it can offer almost as much for far less cash and in a much quicker time. Stephen Conroy, good morning. Welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran. Good to be with you.
Could I
just take up one point you made in your introduction there when you talked about the take-up rate being disappointing? Could I just reject that utterly? The take-up rate for areas that have been connected to the NBN for more than 12 months has exceeded, in fact, it's been double. It's the leader in the world for take-up rates. It's been double, 25% take-up rate in the first 12 months.
How many homes have taken it up now?
We've got nearly 40,000 or so users across the whole national broadband network in all the platforms in terms of fibre. As I say, for the areas that have been going, where it's been available for more than 12 months, it's actually double our forecast. It's the best in the world.
With respect, Minister, the forecasts were different at some point. I mean,
about construction rates there, not take-up rates.
No.
Take-up rates were forecast, and our expectations were about 11 to 12%. And the take-up rate of the NBN is 25% in areas that have been... it's been available for more than 12 months, the best in the world.
Well, we can get bogged down in figures, but the figures I show suggested that the take-up rate is not there, but I won't quibble with you over that. Nevertheless, 40,000 homes and businesses connected to the NBN, only about a quarter of them, I think, connected by the fibre. It's not very many.
Well, the NBN has to build the actual core network before it can actually connect a home. You can't just put a box on the side of a home and then plug it in to nothing. So the core of the network has to be built first. It's simple engineering, not something that Mr. Turnbull seems to demonstrate any understanding of. He gets the maths and accounting wrong. He gets the engineering wrong. I mean, yesterday on your program, despite all of the evidence, the very corporate plan you're referring to, he still claims it's going to cost $50 billion. This is simply untrue. $37.4 billion. Nowhere near $50 billion or the $100 billion that Joe Hockey talks about. And then he talks about his own cost. And he fudges it down, but let's pretend it's the $15 billion that Malcolm Turnbull claimed yesterday on your show. $15 billion to be spent on a broadband network that unless you live within 400 metres of his cabinet, you can't get the speeds he claims. In fact, millions of Australians will get no benefit from Malcolm Turnbull spending $15 billion.
Malcolm Turnbull's response to that was the cabinets are quite small and easy to install now, suggesting that there will be plenty around within that 400 metre distance.
The cabinet, you have to have estimates, and Malcolm has to answer these questions. We keep saying, just tell us how many cabinets you're going to build, how far from homes are you going to build them. I mean, he said earlier this year and late last year, he intends the cabinets to be about 800 metres from homes. Well, all of the evidence, including from Deutsche Telekom, a company rolling out fibre to the node, fibre to the cabinet in Germany, is that unless you live within 400 metres of a cabinet, you cannot remotely get the speeds that Malcolm is claiming.
What's wrong with the coalition's strategy, as Malcolm Turnbull did outline to us yesterday, basically of fixing broadband black spots first, but leave alone areas where there is already good broadband speed covered, areas with fast cable broadband, for instance, until demand is there for the very fast speeds offered by fibre to the home, because the demand isn't there yet?
Well, let's be clear. Firstly, I think the reports show, and Paul Fletcher yesterday, I think, is reported as saying over 2 million homes in Australia, 2 million, have access to poor broadband. So there is poor broadband in every corner of Australia. It's not isolated to one town, to one suburb, to even a street. There is poor broadband all over Australia. You need a systematic plan.
Well, it's not poor broadband where I am, for instance.
Well, congratulations, but there are over 2 million homes that can't get access to any form of decent broadband today. They're all over Australia. And as for claims that, well, you know, 100 megabits, very good on the HFC, it's a shared medium, the upload speeds are barely able to function to service a small business or a family, and the download speeds depend on how many people are using it in your street at the time.
And just bear with me here, Minister, when we talk about the upload speeds needed, can you just remind us again what that would be used for, what opportunities that would give us?
Well, small businesses need to be able to send files to their customers. Homes need to be able to upload things so that they can communicate. When we talk about speeds, most people just talk about, oh, we can download something. But the true benefit is the capacity to upload, the ability to do high-definition video conference, to be able to have medical-grade high-definition video conference, to allow there to be consultations in homes, to be able to ensure that we get the best education for our children, to be able to ensure that we can get the best aged care services for our elderly. So those are the sorts of things that you've got to have better than the HFC can deliver at the moment. And if you want medical grade, you've got to be able to deliver the sort of upload speeds we're talking about.
Okay, it's 11 minutes to 8 on breakfast. Our guest this morning is Communications Minister Stephen Conroy. Minister, what about Malcolm Turnbull's charge yesterday that Labor electorates are being prioritised in the rollout? The Fin Review today looks at this suggestion and it says more than half of the houses getting access to the NBN between now and the election are in marginal Western Sydney seats.
Well, the ACCC intervened at the behest of a range of telco companies about 2 years ago. And the ACCC said, you will build 121 points of interconnect, or POIs in the jargon that we use. And they picked the sites of the points of interconnect. They said, you will build from here. And if you look at the build of this, and this is a hoary old one that Malcolm and the Liberals have tossed around repeatedly, but when you overlay the rollout with the ACCC mandated points of interconnect, you see the rollout by and large follows that. And so the ACCC determined the starting points. It's not been determined by the government. It's not been determined by the NBN Co. The ACCC mandated where we had to start. And so the repeated claims don't make them true. What is the case, though, Fran, is that Malcolm Turnbull keeps claiming it's going to be cheaper, his network, and the costs and prices of his network are going to be cheaper. Well, let's just deal with that. Tony Abbott, just in Parliament a week or two ago, said it's going to be three times faster. Well, look at the survey done by consumer groups on the weekend of people using the national broadband network. What did they show? That nearly 70% of Australians were paying less or the same for their new NBN connection. And those that were paying more had chosen to take a higher speed or a bigger download cap. So you get a better service for the same price, a better service for equal price or less. And if you want an even improved service, you get the choice for the first time. Malcolm Turnbull will not guarantee, he will not give any indication of the price that he will charge consumers.
Okay.
We're seeing prices in the market today of $29.95. Malcolm Turnbull has to state publicly that he will charge people less because he keeps claiming they're going to pay less. Will Malcolm say it out loud in public to everybody? People will pay less than $29.95.
All right, Minister. On another issue within your portfolio, when will we see the government's media reforms? Because we've been hearing about them, expecting them for months, and still no announcement.
No, there's constant reporting. It's constantly on its way to Cabinet. I read them with some bemusement.
When is it coming to Cabinet and to us?
Well, look, the way the process works, as you know, Fran, is my Cabinet colleagues would like to see it first before they read it in the newspapers. I think that's a very fair and reasonable thing. There's been much wild speculation in the newspapers. And once Cabinet and the caucus have considered it, we'll release it. But we obviously have to be able to secure a majority of the Parliament to be able to pass this legislation.
But Minister, we're heading to a federal election in September. I mean, really, is there any time now to legislate any media law changes before then?
We will be bringing forward a package, but we clearly have to get the support of the independents. There's clearly many contentious issues, and we're in a circumstance where the Cabinet will consider a package and we will bring it forward. But until the Cabinet and the caucus have considered it and supported it, then you get into a circumstance where there's lots of speculation, some of it quite hysterical, mostly totally inaccurate, but the Cabinet will consider a package, and then it will bring it forward to the Parliament.
Will they consider it in this coming sitting fortnight?
Well, the Cabinet, I don't preempt what's going to be going to Cabinet. That's not the way we do business. So there are a number of sitting weeks left in the parliamentary sitting year before we move into caretaker, and we'll be considering the package. Cabinet will consider it, and when Cabinet's considered it, we'll make an announcement.
Minister, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thanks very much, Jan.
Stephen Conroy is the Communications Minister. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 7 minutes to 8.